was very simple, plain, and full of sentiments.
Yes.
And only his highest qualification, the greatest, I think, attraction for Mahaprabhu. So, Mahaprabhu did not want that that sort of sentimentality would be out in Brijo Mandal at the time. After all, there was Mohammedan rule, and so many different sections also there underground. Rup Sanatan, there especially Sanatan was the most sober person to deal with things in that locality. And so he asked him, if you want to go, go, but don't remain there for a long time. And as long as you will stay there, you must remain under the care of Sanatan. And another two instructions, don't climb up the Govardhan. Govardhan is Krishna himself, consider that. And also, don't imitate the practices of the Vajavasi. Vajavasi. Only give them your respect from a respectable distance. Don't try to mix with them. Then you will have the chance of misunderstanding. With all these instructions, he sent him there. Who has sentimentalism? That was the cause for which Mahaprabhu did not like that he will go there and freely display his so much sentiments for Mahaprabhu. Still he did. And Sanatan Goswami came with a red cloth as turban around his head. Then Jagadananda was very much, he was overjoyed to find, oh, is this the paper, this the cloth of Mahaprabhu himself? No, no, this is a cloth of another sannyasi, Mukunda Saraswati. Is it? He was then just going to place the cooking pot on the oven. And with that pot he came to. Who can tolerate? He was on the principal follower of Mahaprabhu Chaitanya. And you put another sannyasi's cloth on your head. Who can tolerate? Eh? Sanatana Goswami folded hand. Yes, what I came to see, I have discovered that love of such degree of intolerance, exclusive devotion of Mahaprabhu in you, Pandit, only to find out that I came with this hope.
So wonderful. Huh?
Yes. And then he was not blessed. What to do? he went on. So was sentimentalism. He took one pot of chandan tail,
yes,
for the use of Mahaprabhu, and took it from here 300 miles to Puri, and put it just before I have. Got it with much trouble. This one pot full of chandan oil, and Prabhu must use it in his yoga. No, no, it is not possible. What do you say? I am a sannyasi. I shall that sandal scent oil. I shall smear on my head, and when I shall go to darshan of Jagannath, what the people, the public will say. So luxury, so much luxury of a sannyasi. They call bad name for me, and it will please you. Your driver will be successful. Just hand it over to the temple of Jagannath, and there the lamp will burn with this scented oil. The Jagannath will enjoy, and your labor will be fulfilled. He did that. But Jagannanda, he took the big pot, and just before Mahaprabhu, he thrust there.
Through.
And the pot broken, and the oil
spilled out.
Spilled out in the compound. And he straight ran to his own quarters. And he closing from inside. For 3 days, after 3 days, without food. Without food. 3 days is fast. At the end of the third day, Mahaprabhu could not contain any longer. He went straight to him. Hey, Jagadananda, what is the matter? So sentimental. Anyhow, get up today. I shall come and take my prasadam here, cooked by your own hand. Get out. Then what Jagadananda and Mahaprabhu will take prasadam in my own hand, cooked by my own hand. He had to get out and began cooking. And Mahaprabhu came. Very, very sweet today. Especially things have been prepared. Very sweet. Perhaps the liver of anger.
Is mixed.
Angry liver is more valuable than ordinary. In this way. Then after taking his food, now we take food. I am standing. No, Prabhu must go and take rest. I shall take. Then Govinda, you remain. And after he has taken his food, you just inform me that he has taken. This way, Bhagavananda.
You
are sentimental, Satyabhama character. Abhimani ki, very sensitive. For small things, much sentiment. Yogananda is praying Vibhatta. This is the reaction, a particular characteristic of the reaction of love, divine. A peculiar type. That is also reckoned in the science of divine love. Just as Satyabhama, Bhamo. And that is the highest class, the Bhamo nature in Nayika. Whatever is offered from the Nayaka, from the lover, that is, apparently that is refused. Instantaneous. No, that's not possible. And to increase the earnestness of the lover, that sort of nature is more valuable in the science of love, we are told. Nirantar Bhama. Radharani's nature is also that type. Nirantar Bhama. Always with opposition, the spirit of opposition. A peculiar thing. And we are told by the experts of that rasa, learning that this is of the highest type, the rasa, which enhances the intensity of the other side. In Jagadananda, in a peculiar type, as in Satyam. So it has been told that when Vrindavana Leela was after Krishna went to Mathura, then that was underground. That is, underground means under this ordinary vision. And apart from this, the gopis they went to Dwaraka. And Satyabhama went from the luster of a portion of luster of Radharani. And Rukmini from Chandra. Chandra. Chandrabodhi more judicious and Radharani more sentimental. Sentiment has got the upper hand than judiciousness in love. So, in Dwaraka, the judiciousness got the upper hand, Rukmini. The liberation there came to the upper hand, and the sentimentalism had to go down. Radhananda's connection, as shadow, was considered of lower value. And the judiciousness of Chandravali, the cleverness, that came in the first rank in Dwaraka. What was adored in its highest glory in Vrindavan, that is there, in that circumstance it can play not so highly, a little less secondary value. These are the peculiarities in Leela. Gaur Hari Bol, 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 Yatha Yatha Gaur Padara Dindi, Kriyeta Bhaktin Kita Punna Rasi, Tatha Tatha Satpati Hidda Kassan, Radha Padam Bho Yusunham Murasi. As much as one can engage himself in the service of Gaurdeva, automatically he finds within himself the internal development of the service of Sridharika in Vajradeva, automatically. Begins here, gets up there. It leaves there automatically, spontaneously. And that is in a very high order of quality, the order of high quality, that's practice. So to begin with Gaurdeva, and to begin with Nityananda, Gaur Gadadhara, and then we find ourselves. I woke one morning and found myself famous. The elegy, the right elegy, great elegy, the great side. He wrote elegy one point. The curfew tolls the knell of parting day. That the boast of heaven is the pompous power. All that beauty, all that wealth has gave. I like the inevitable hour. The path of glory leads back to the grave. Moronavodhigarma. After everything will have to go to the grave. Parayite patnai yamati piche. The kata taila? Great elegy kana?
Sorry, elegy bolte.
Uta kana elam? Just the thought before?
Bolche.
Radharan, Gaur. Automatically?
Yes. The leela of Radharan.
Oh, I woke one morning and found himself flat. That was his last. He wrote in the evening, this poetry gets sent to the newspaper. And when he woke the next morning, he's finding so many gentle, great men have come to visit him. We have a visit of him. So I woke one morning and found myself that poetry, writing after writing that poetry. The next morning, so many men came to see him. I woke one morning and found myself famous. So when, if we begin properly in Gaurdeva, we shall find that we are in the midst of the Navam, the highest floor. Woke one morning and found myself unknowingly, I shall find myself that I have got a good position in the Vrindavan.
অনেকক্ষণ হয়েছে গোবিন্দ মহারাজের থেকে আমাকে টাকা দিচ্ছে
অনেকক্ষণ হয়ে গেছে। গৌর হরি বল।
একজন নতুন কোন কেউ এসছে মহারাজ তাকে ছেড়ে
কোথায়? Long time immemorial he is struggling in the, with the oars in the ocean and now coming to safe position. Should I push him back again to the ocean?
What do you
I want? See that. Yes, a long, long time the jeev has come to save himself, to home. Back to God, back to home. He is coming home in safe position. Again I shall push him back into the ocean to struggle there, to die. I can't be so cruel to do that. He's my son, my child. You may try to find out and take forcibly. But voluntarily, I cannot hand over anyone to go away from the ashram and to engage again in this service of Maya, illusion, misery. So that was his posing. With that sort of earnestness, he wanted to push. Two more moments. Back to God, back to home. Sarupi Savaraya Guruketa Stiti. We are really the child of that soil. Anyhow, by our bad luck, we have come here. With the false idea of thriving, but the opposite circumstance we had to meet and to struggle under. Janma mrityu jara byadhi dukkha dosham yasanam in Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, where there is birth, there is death. There is jara, infirmity, and there is disease. There can never be happiness proper. Can never be. The fine intellect, the sattvic intellect, the high class intellect only can detect this. Where to live? To select the place, where to live? Then we must live in such a place where these four troubles are absent. Abhamma bhuvana loka punaravartini. So select the place where to live, where to build your home, your house. আব্রহ্ম ভুবনালোকা পুনরাবর্তিন হচ্ছিল কর্মণাং পরিণামিত্যা আবৃঞ্চাদ মঙ্গলম অ্যাকশন হিয়ার অল রিয়াকশনারি সো আপ টু ব্রহ্মা দি মোর্নিং দি ল্যামেন্টেশন আপ টু ব্রহ্মা হুইজ দি ক্রিয়েটর অফ দিস মান্ডেইন ওয়ার্ল্ড and necessarily he is in relativity of this mundane world. He will have to mourn, to lament. What to speak of we, us, speak of God. Abhinjāvamangala. We must have such foresight, such foresight, and such sincere love to our own self. Uddhari dātmanātmānam nātmānam avasāt. Try to relieve yourself from this adverse circumstances. If you can't do so, you are your enemy. If you successfully you can come out of this adverse circumstances, then you are your friend. Otherwise, we all are our enemies. what we are doing that is going against our real interest. Illusory energy, hunger, the influence of illusory. Who is coming? Illusory. So no credit. However proud we may feel, that is all false. So ignorance must be uprooted, and we must know, understand how to help ourselves. What is help proper? What is help proper to a jiva soul? The parents, they also apparently, we have to admit, they love their child. But what sort of love? Ignorant. Ignorant love. They do not know to love themselves also. Uddhari dātmanātmānum nātmānum avasādayit. Don't degrade you. Avasād. Ātmanivajād mano vandhu ātmanivajādhipurāt mano. You can be your own friend or you can be your own enemy. You are at liberty to do so. That is the nature of your vulnerable free will. Constitutionally you are such. Acinta bhidabhid accommodates you within the whole absolute consideration. Bandhurātmāt anastasya jīni vātmā manājito. Who can control his mental propensities, impulse, and can guide himself properly. He is his friend. But who let loose his own mental impulse to take his own way in free choice. He is his own enemy. Jinnivadman vanadito. So, it depends on you. The free choice is with you to Or you can degrade yourself, your choice. Yadgat prano nivartanti tad dhāma paramam mamo. Worshippers of other gods, demigods, attain the vicinity of that god, personal, closer, intimate position with the god. That is antavattu paramam for the time being. And that also is considered pleasure, limited. And those that like to come to us, they worship us, they come to Mysore. Yad-dhāma paramam. Antavattu phalam tesan tad-bhavat talpamedasan. Devan deva jajo yanti madhvakta janti mamapi. Abjadgatta no divattanti tad dhamma paramo. Any progress towards me, if it is really taken, then no loss, no apprehension of any loss or setback. Neha bhikkamana sasti prattavayo navidyati. Salpa mappasya dharmasya dhyati mahatru vaya. our approach towards Nirgun, towards 100% true conception, our approach has got no setbacks. Neha Vikrama Na Susti. If for the by time being it is left, it is there. Again, if I to begin from there, it won't be lost. Prastavayo Navidyate, and no external obstacles can check it. It is in such a plane, the progress, in the deepest plane, to come to me, that is to be have a contact with the deepest plane. And the very nature of the plane is such that any connection cannot be opposed by other gross planes of limited power. They are not bold enough to come in opposition with this the absolute plenary wave. They have no power to interfere. This mind plane is such, and the waves of the plane is such. Ahituka pratihada. It is causeless and it can never be opposed. Apratihata. None can oppose it. None venture to come in opposition, to stand in opposition. When one has commenced his journey towards me clearly, none venture to come to oppose him. My control over the whole is of such quality. The Madhavendra Puri Bharat says, Kamadhinam kosino kosisa palita durnidesa tesam jata moino karuna notrapa nopashanti usthi jaitam asajadupati samputam labdha buddhi tamayata saranamakhayam mandiyam khatmudashi. O Lord of the Jodhu, Dynasty, Krishna, I have come to your feet to explain my position. Please consider, what is that position? Kamadinan kusita kusita palita durnidesa. So long I have left no stone unturned to satisfy my masters, this kam, krodh, lobh, moha, mad, matsarya, these inner six enemies, they exacted very cruelly and very harshly. So great amount of service from me. But no, nothing, no, not a drop of peace I have got as my remuneration from them. As my remuneration. I have not paid anything for the same. From time immemorial, I am rendering service to these, my enemies. But up till now I could not see any satisfaction in their face. As hard as before. Palita Dunya and what not. Whatever they have ordered, instantly I have to obey that. In the middle of night, my God told, oh, you must go there and steal something, some fruit from there. In this midnight, You must charge with bomb, that is your enemy, the crude, the anger, has roused him in midnight to kill some of that person. I have obeyed that. So, what not I have done to carry out the order of these my enemies living within me. Now I am disgusted. My Lord, I am now disgusted. Kamadinam kodhidupatida parida vidnidhisa tishang jata muhinur kuruna. But I could not satisfy him, appreciate them. Nostrava nobu shanti. And I also apply to my own self that no reaction has yet come in me for that. Nostrava. No, I am not ashamed for that. Nobu shanti. I'm not any reactionary temporary truth that I stop, I can't do for the time being. Give me some rest. No, Prasanti. But anyhow, I don't know why, how I have run to you. Utsri Jaitanavri, I could avoid their vigilant eye, and I have run to you. Utsri Jaitanavri, Sampatam Labdhavati, Tamayata. I have approached you, Father, Sarunamayam Mahangiyam Kaatambad. You are the real shelter. Who can save me from those enemies? I have got this sort of dictation from inside. Please give me some engagement. If you engage me, then they will all fly in fear. Only if they hear that you have given me shelter and some engagement, then whatever their account book may say, they will fly. They are afraid of. So, in that plane, if we have any contact, can make any contact with that plane, like Gunabhumi, then other plenary influences will withdraw at once. Deha vikramana swasti prastavayu navidyate salpama pasya dharmasya dhyayati mahatu bhaya. And I will be saved from great disaster. Please grant me some shelter. That is the advice and instruction of our Guru, Mahavendra Puri. Anyhow, when they are little unmindful to you, in that moment run and take the shelter, they will all catch.
We feel that by somehow or another being at your lotus feet, we must have gotten that opportunity to run out from them. I was thinking that each one of us is GBC for some particular zone, but you are GBC for Vaikuntha zone.
It is your spacious view and vision.
We all want to be in your zone.
I am trying to be in the zone, in the dust of my Divine Master. And that is, I aspire that my zone will be in the dust of my Divine Master. Vāpuru says, Krishna na kriyate padadhuli sadesham vichintaya. And that is
stroke.
Oi nanda tanuja kinkaram otitangamang vishami bhavam budhu kripayatava padapad pankaja sthita dhuli sadesham vichintaya. Oh, the son of Nanda, please consider me one of the dust of your feet, of your holy foot. Kim karam patitang maham vishami bhavam budho. I am struggling in the great ocean of birth and death. Birth and death, that is mortality, the chain, mortality. I am too tired. Now if you kindly consider me as one of the dust touching your feet, I am relieved. That same very conclusion, that any connection with that Nirgun can get us wholesale relief. What of relief? Vidla Mangala Thakur says, Mukti Shayang Mukulichan Jodi Srimati Smam Dharmatya Kama Gataya Samaya Pratiksha Bhakti Stai. Yes, Bhagavan Jodi Shyat Daivena Phalati Dibba Kishora Murti Mukti Shayang Mukulichan Jodi Srimati Smam Dharmatya Kama Gataya Samaya Pratiksha Bhakti Stai. There is sharp. If we can have bhakti proper, a drop of devotion proper in your feet, Bhagavan Jadishat, Dvivyanna Phalati Dibbo Kishora Priti, and fortunately enough, we can find any connection with Dibbo Kishora Murti, the young, charming figure of Krishna, of you. Mukti Shayam Mukuljan Mukuljanjali Shiva Dasman. Salvation, liberation, that freedom from the influences of the enemies. That thing, like a maid servant, will come to serve me. Mukulijan Jodi Shivati Isman. Mukulijan Jodi. Hold that palm. The Mukti. She will come to serve me. What sort of arrangement here? May I help in any way? Maybe if you like any way for your pleasure. Mukti will come. And Dharma to come about you. And dharma, artha, kam, these three, four lands, they will await outside. Anything necessary, yes, for you, they will come.
Like a slave.
Why? The calling bell. There is calling bell. Amaya Pratiksha. Always awaiting the time when the call will enter. They will be there. Mukti Shayam, Mukulitam, Yadu Srivati Swam. None will venture to have any aggression towards me. That is so safe, so noble, and free from all sorts of troubles. Your charm, the circle, the zone. The zone, your zone is so charming. None venture to come because they'll be converted. So they are very careful to to keep
away.
Very careful. There is a Surya Bhas, Sani Bhasaya Bhas, Surya Vinodana Dhar Mahaya Prakash. Krishna Surya Sama, Maya Phaya Andhokar. Yatha Krishna.
Jaha Krishna
Tahane. Tatha Nahi Maya Rodhikar. Kintu Surya Bhas, Sani Bhasaya Bhas, Surya Vinodana Dhar Mahaya Prakash. A little analogy, description. What is Krishna, what is Maya? The sun and darkness. Sun and darkness. Krishna Surya Sama, Maya Arambaka. Where there is sun, there is no darkness. Okay? তিনি আসবেন না এখানে না সময়
নেই
এসেছিলেন হিয়ার দিস সান দ্যার ইজ নো ডার্কনেস বাট দ্যার ইজ নো সাফিসিয়েন্ট সূর্যাভাস স্থানে ভাষায় আভাস ওনলি Maya can be detected where sun ray is getting its limit. Then only it can be traced. In darkness, in deep darkness, one cannot ascertain what is darkness, what is light. But when it is the light is withdrawing. There we can feel the darkness coming, what is darkness. To understand one, the help of others is also necessary. So, darkness cannot acquaint itself independently. Word from Shubha Bhasaya Abhas, Surya Vinu Nyata Abhas. Acquaintance is dependent on the existence of the sound in this way. Okay, Sallallahu Alaihi
Wasallam. Don't tell your name.
Srimad Bhagavatam.
Hari Krishna. Bahur Hari Bahur.
Bhakti Rakhak. Bhakti Rakhak.
Gaur Hari.
Bhakti Rakhak. Bhakti Rakhak.
Bhakti Rakhak. Dharman. Gatekeeper.
You have to let us in through the gate.
Bhakti Vinod Thakur said, Bhakti Pojane di Asite Naam Vibho. Rakhiva Gare Rupari. He is conceiving himself as a dog, gatekeeper. And if anyone comes to enter, he will oppose the holy area. With such attitude, you must enter. There is not a place for the hypocrites. His title is Paramahamsa. Four sections among sannyasi. Kutichak, Bahudak, Hamsa, Paramahamsa. Four stages of a sannyas stage, subdivision. Kutichak, when he hankers after a cottage life, excluded from others, he wants to go on his own way. A secluded, a cottage life. Kuti Chakra, Bahu Chakra. Then he wants, feels inspiration to carry out his mission to land many places outside provinces. Udak, Udak means water. He takes water in many places, in many places, variegated places. He takes water. That means he is a preacher. Bahu udaka. Bahu means many, and udaka means water. Bahu udaka. He drinks water of many lands. That means that he wonders and with a preaching idea. What he has realized, he wants to give it to others. Bahu udaka. Then hamsa. The third stage is that of hamsa. It means that he can take out the gist and leave the undesirable things. Hamsa, just as the swan, it has got this special capacity. If milk and water mix together, the swan, he can take out the milk and the water portion will be left. That was called peculiar capacity of the hamsa in any way. And he becomes hamsa. Whatever comes to him, he leaves out the undesirable things about, and what is the gist, the substance, he can take even from the shastra.